What did we get up to yesterday? Ooh. Oh. Oh, okay. Ooh. Oh, gosh. Is this a bigger page than I thought? Uh-oh. All right. Okay. Well, what can you do? For some reason, I thought it wasn't that big of a page. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But it's the fast day. It's Tanis Esther. And I was like, having a hard time focused. I saw somebody started a groove. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna jump in and knock it out. But I thought I would have enough time to do the whole thing in a groove, but I don't know, we'll have to see. It might not be enough time. Alright, what can I tell you? Well, I guess we may as well get in there and see if we can finish. I think I probably have about 45 minutes left, so let's see. Let's see if I can do this daf in 45 minutes. I don't remember if it's hard or not. I can't. It's the end of the fast. I got like, I don't know, not that much time left in the fast, maybe an hour and a half. So like, you know, so it's the end of the fast day, and we'll see, but that should be fine. I think my brain should be all right. I woke up early. Before the fast, I had two coffees and breakfast, all before 4:29. Let's go weiter. I have a mahalach for fast days. My mahalach for fast days is, here's the thing. It's funny, I was in a groove today with somebody who, she does Ramadan. And so we were trading tips, like, you know, like how to work during fasting. I mean, she's fasting a whole month. I'm just fasting for one day. But anyways, you know, we fast six times a day, so like 6 times a year. So I kind of like, I figured out a mahalach that works for me, which is I find it difficult to do creative work when I'm hungry, when I'm fasting and stuff. Like, I would not be able to do creative work right now. I would not be able to like code right now. But kind of doing like Babylon Thomas stuff where like everything is, you just, like the page is there. You just got to, you know, it doesn't require that much creative stuff. You just got to like push through the mush kind of. Like, it's about being determined, determination. So you can have determination. So that's my mahalach is, usually when I wake up, I'm spending so much time. Usually when I get up, that's when I like prepare Babylon Talmud. But on fast days, I go straight into my work, and then I work until the afternoon. And then the afternoon, I just do like a Babylon Talmud marathon. That's my mahalach. Let's go weiter. So, okay. So says the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis about 5-10 lines from the bottom. I think that's what we got up to. Omar Rove says Rove im timtzelom simonin lav deiraise uwa. This is gewaldig. So if we say that simonim are not midoraisis, right? So the fact that I can, that a person who has lost an object, or so they claim, the fact that a person has lost an object and they provide signs to try and convince the finder that they are in fact the loser. So Omar Rav says, Ravim, Timtzelom simonim lav deoraisa. So if you say that simonim are not midoraisa, heichim adrinan avedosu b'simonim. So the question is a very interesting question. So how is a very interesting question. So the finder finds somebody else's object. The finder is not the owner of that object, yet somehow he has all the power to determine who gets it in a certain sense, right? So meaning a finder finds, I don't know, something expensive, you know, or, you know, I don't know, a diamond ring. Right. Okay. That sounds very. It's a little much. I don't know. What's something that, like, you know, finder finds Epis. What does he find? A phone. Everyone's got a phone. People lose phones. How about that? I'm happy with that example. I'm using it. A person finds a phone. Somebody's walking down the street. Lo and behold, he finds a phone. Somebody comes and says, oh yeah, Gewald, that's my phone. It's such and such a model, such and such a device. It even had this sticker on the back. Well, that's probably Simon Muvok. But okay, whatever. He says, it's, you know, yeah, I lost my phone and it's such and such a model, whatever. So the finder, like, how come the finder is now empowered to give away an object, an item that he doesn't belong, that he doesn't own, to a random person that he doesn't know from a hole in the wall, just because that person said, oh yeah, I lost my phone, and it's like, you know, I don't know, a Samsung. Like, you know, so that's the Shaila. You know, he's not bringing witnesses. right? The loser is not bringing witnesses. He can bring witnesses, but you know, but if he's providing signs, he's not bringing witnesses that right, who are going to testify that is this person's phone. No, he's just saying, look, I lost my phone. It's a Samsung, you know, whatever. And now the finder can give this phone that he does not own to this random person who doesn't know, who just provided a sign. So that's the Shaila. It's an interesting Shaila, right? So again, so Amar Rav says, Rav, Tim Tzolomi Simonim Lav Dari Raise. So if you're going to say that the ability, the right, the ability to give back a lost object, because the loser or the purported loser, the person who claims to be a loser, provides a sign. If simonon are not midoraisa, how can we return somebody else's object to somebody just because they provided signs? If signs are not midoraisa, so and for the gemara, the nichole lemoitze avede, the nehader b'simonon, because it's beneficial for the finder. It what goes around comes around. It's beneficial for the finder to return this lost object by the production of a sign. If they could produce a sign, because what goes around comes around. If a loser comes and says, look, yes, I lost my phone, it's a Samsung, and the finder can give it back to the loser, well then, if the finder becomes a loser and he loses his phone, he would want that when he finds the finder and says, look, I lost my phone, it's a Samsung, that he will be able to get his phone back. Yes, look, it's the end of the fastest, so there's no guarantees that I'm not going to be mixing up words and things. But anyway, so what goes around comes around, and that's why the finder can return it, because just like he's going to return it to a loser, so also if he's a loser, so then he'll be able to get it back, and he'll no longer be a loser. Who wants to be a loser? Amar le Rav Safra, the Rav says of Safra to Rav, v'chi adam ose tova la'atzmo b'mam she'enu shelo, but I don't understand. A person can do something for his own benefit with somebody else's stuff? Again, as I pointed out, this phone doesn't belong to the finder. He doesn't own the phone, yet he has the power to give it away. We're saying that he could just give it away for his own interest. He doesn't own the phone. He's not the one who lost it. He's giving it to some guy who provides a sign with his own interest in mind, because that way, if he loses his own phone, then he'll be able to get it back. Can you do that? Can you do something to look out for your own interest with somebody else's property? Ella, rather, nichale libala veda, rather, it's taka beneficial for the loser. That the loser, right, the person who lost the phone, they want that they should be able to get back their own phone by providing a sign. I mean, wouldn't that be just the worst? That not only did you lose your phone, but you can't get it back because you're trying to prove that it's yours and they won't accept it. No, it's in the interest of the losers of the world that they should be able, right, the losers themselves would prefer a world in which losers would be able to provide signs and be believed and get things back. So it's actually in their interest. It's in the interest of the losers to be able to provide signs and then to be able to take back, to get back that which they have lost. Because yeah, I guess you know there is a risk that maybe somebody else will be able to provide signs for your item, but yeah, ultimately they would prefer to be able to get back their things by providing signs. May the yada the adam lay slay, because the loser knows that he doesn't have witnesses that it's his phone. Umay Muramar, and he says kuli amalo yada simon muvakum dido, and he says, look, at the end of the day, you know, random people won't be able to give a sign like I will be able to give a sign. Well, by the way, when it says simon muvok here, I don't think it literally means simon muvok, an undoubtedly unique description, or, you know, like, for example, that hole next to a particular letter on a get, right? Like something that, right, that, right, that is undeniable. In that case, you know, I think in any case, you'd be able to get it back. But we're talking about just general descriptions. I don't know. I don't know exactly what a general description would be, but a Samsung Galaxy S something. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with the Samsungs, but, you know, to have a, that's an iPhone 15 Pro or whatever. I don't know. I know what my phone is. Ich weiß nicht. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's hard to... What exactly is considered a Simon versus a Simon Muvok? I guess a Simon Muvok is something like... It had a particular crack, like at a certain part of the screen. Like, I guess that's probably Simon Muvok. But maybe something like... That could be more general, specific, yet general. It's like... To say I lost a phone and it's an iPhone 15 Pro, maybe that would be like a Simon. So, Vana Yibna Simon Muvokim, I'll be able to give descriptors of what I lost, Vishakana, and I'll be able to get it, Vishakana, and I'll be able to get it back. So it's taka in the interest of the loser to be able to do this. Elo Oditnan, rather that which we learned in a Mishnah, Rabshim Ben Gamliel, Amos says Rabshim Ben Gamliel, Echor Alove Mishlosha, oh dang, for some reason I thought that this wasn't going to be a long daf, but I'm seeing it is. I don't think I'll be able to do it in one groove. Alright, whatever. But maybe, who knows, maybe it'll speed up, but it looks big. It looks big. I don't think it's a hard daf, but wow, it's taking longer. Okay, whatever. The groove was still good, because it just gave me a kick in the butt to say, okay, I'm doing this now, and stop doing whatever else I was working on. Oh, that's not, that which we're in a Mishnah. Rabshim Ben Gamliel, Amos says Rabshim Ben Gamliel. Echor Alove Mishlosha. We had learned the other day that if you find three documents, and the common denominator on these three documents is the borrower. Is the borrower. There are three separate lenders, but one borrower. Yachzer lelove, so we say return it to the borrower, because it's probably, we can assume it's his. Shlosha shelavu mina echod. If you found three loan documents, and the common denominator is the lender, that there are three separate borrowers, but one lender, yachzer lemalve, so you return it to the malve, to the lender, because it, you know, if it's the same lender for all three documents, so it's probably his. Can return it to his? To him, I guess he provides signs or whatever, or I guess it has his name on it. And you can return it to him. Nichale lilove, I think it's Akasha. Minecha yachzer lemalve, but nichale lilove la'adur lemalve, I don't understand. Your whole the whole logic that we just said is that it's in the benefit of the loser that that somebody should be able to provide that he should be able to provide signs again and back. But in this case, if potentially, we don't know who lost it, potentially the borrower could have lost these documents in theory, and a borrower would not want that a lender should just be able to provide signs about the document and get it back and be able to collect with it again. So it's not always in the interest of the loser to be able to provide signs. Not if the loser is a borrower. So Amar Lei, so I think it's Ravi responds. Hosam Svaru, yeah, but over there it's a different. It's logical because Echad Alove Mishlosha yachzer lelove, that when the common denominator in the three documents is the borrower, so you return it to the borrower, the gabe love shriche, gabe mavelo shriche, because these three documents would be by the borrower, not by the lenders, right? There are three separate lenders with one borrower, right? So we can assume that the documents were with the borrower. Shmamina milove nafel. Means that they fell from the borrower. Shlosha shelavu me'echod, when you have three borrowers from one lender, yachzer lemalve, you return it to the lender, the gabi malve shchiche, gabi lova lo shchiche, because they're, right, all three documents were with the lender, not with the, you know, assorted borrowers. Elohad etnam, okay, but what about the following Mishnah? Motza tachrich shel shtaris, or aguda shel shtaris, we learned that if you have a roll, I think we said, of documents, or a bundle of documents, or is a yachzir, you shall return them. So, chinami dinichale lelove la'adurile lemalve. What in the, so here, there aren't necessarily different borrowers and stuff, I think, right? So, right, it could have fallen from the borrower, And why are you able to return it to the lender? It's not in the borrower's interest. Elo, Amarava rather says Rava Simonim de Araisa. Rather says Rava, you know what? Simonim are de Araisa. Because the pasuk says Vahaya Imcha Ad Rosh Achicha Oso. Because the pasuk says that, you know, if you find something, you have to you hold on to it until your fellow comes to be Doresh it, to ask for it back. And would it actually enter your mind that you should return it to the loser before he requests it back? Obviously not. If you knew who it was, you would have given it to him. The whole point is you don't know who lost it. So obviously, you're not going to give it back to him until he comes and claims it. Rather, what it means is, adrosh achicha oso darsheyu, look into him, investigate him, ishtikol, im ramoyu, o in ramoy, to see, is he a trickster or is he not a trickster? And how can you tell if he's a trickster or not? Lab b'simonin. So is it not that you say, give me a sign? If you can't give me a sign, you're a trickster. If you can give me a sign, you're not a trickster. Shmamino, so we see that from the fact that we mentioned Adro, right, from this drosh of, we say to do a shtickle investigation, and the way that you determine is by a simin, so it must mean that the Torah is saying that simonim amidoraisa, or my Rava says Rava, im timtzelom simonim doraisa. If you want to say that simonim amidoraisa, what do you mean im timtzelom ar? Hapashitle simonim doraisa, what do you mean? If you're going to say that simonim doraisa, didn't you just say that simonim adoraisa, and you brought a pasuk from adrosh achicha also mishum deikalimemar kedushaninon? But yeah, but yesterday we asked a kasha. Yesterday we said that maybe when it says, how do you know that he's not a trickster? If he brings witnesses, it doesn't necessarily mean simonim. It could be edim. So therefore, it's not a conclusive proof. So therefore, it says Rava, if we say that simonim are in fact midoraisa, so simonim v'simonim yaniach. So what if you have two people who are claiming the item. What do we say? The phone. Phone is such a boring example. What else can we give? I don't know. I don't need an example right now. So if you have two people claiming the item, and each one provides signs for the item, so yaniach. So the finder needs to just leave it. He can't give it back. He doesn't. Who's he going to give it back to? Both are providing signs. So he leaves until Elijah the prophet comes and tells him who to give it to. Simonin ve'edim, if one loser provides signs and the other loser provides witnesses, you know, sin the v'edim, obviously you give it to the one who provides the witnesses. Simonin ve'simonim, if both losers provide signs, I'm sorry, simonin, if one loser provides signs, v'simonin ve'erechod, but the other loser provides signs, but also a one witness, well, erechod k'man delesi, I mean, one witness, as we know, is worthless, doesn't really count for much, you can make you swear, but, you know, it's not, one witness isn't going to help you over here, so it's as if he doesn't exist, dummy, and therefore, right, it's lazy dummy, and therefore you basically have signs versus signs, which we said via niach, and you just leave them be until Elijah the prophet comes and tells you which loser to give it to. Eide ariga ve'eide nefila. If you have two losers that come to claim a sweater or something, one of them says, "Look, all right." One of them produces witnesses that he wove the sweater. The other one produces witnesses that it fell from him. So tinosin the eide nefila. So it goes to the witnesses who say who it fell from. Daminin zabuni zadno meina shachmin enofa, because the person who wove it could have sold it subsequently. So it's more important who it ultimately fell from. Midas arko midas rochbo. If you have a cloak, and one of them testifies about how tall, how long the cloak is. The other one says how wide the cloak is. Tinosin the midas arko, you give it to one who provides the measurement of the length. The midas rochbo shauri kamishayer le kadmichze le mara vikoi. Right, because the width of the cloak is not so difficult to estimate, because you see it around the width of his body. It's not that hard, but the length is more difficult. Because the length is going to be longer, it'll be harder to get it right. Umidas orko, but the length of the length lo mishtayer lo, it will be more difficult to get right, to guesstimate. correctly. Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo, Umidas Gomov. I think it means if like one person testifies about the length and the width and the other one provides like the area, like the combined length and width or something. You know, send the Midas Arko Rochbo, you give it to the one who provides the length and the width. Okay, because that's like more difficult, I guess. Midas Orko, Midas Rachmo, Midas Mishkalosav. If one person provides the length and width, but the other one provides the weight, Tinasan Midas Mishkalosav, give it to the one who provides the weight, because I guess that's more difficult to know than those other things. The length and width. Who Omer Simoni Aget, Vi Omer Simoni Aget. Okay, so if we're talking about who to give a divorce document to, but do you give it to the wife? And therefore she has it as proof that she's divorced, or do you give it to the husband because maybe he changed his mind and never gave it to her? So if they could both provide signs about the right identifiers about the get, you know, saying law, give it to her because let's go right to Bemai. What kind of signs are we talking about? Ilema b'midas orko v'rochbo. If we're just talking about the length and width of the document, maybe she just got a glance of it when he was holding it, and that's not actually a definitive proof. Rather, it would be something more significant, like there was a hole next to a particular letter, and therefore, if she knows about this simen, so you can assume, how does she know about it? Because she already had it. It's hers. They're divorced. Who Omer Simoni Achut, Vi Omer Simoni Achut. If they both provide signs about the thread in which the get was like, I don't know, sewn with? Why were they sewing the get? I don't know. You know, saying, look, give it to her. Bemai. What are we talking about? Ilim b'chivar v'sumka. If we're talking about she's right, they're both right. They're testifying about whether it was a white thread or a red thread. Maybe she just saw the thread when he was holding it. El b'midas orko. Rather, we're talking about the length of the thread. He omer b'chafisa, who omer b'chafisa, vi omer is b'chafisa, right? Both of them say that right, that the get was in a box, was in like a briefcase or something. You know, saying, law, you give it to him. My time, I made the yodu d'choma d'isle b'chafisa u d'monachle. Because, I mean, for her to say that the get was in a briefcase is a no-brainer. I mean, she knows that everything he has, he puts in a briefcase, you know, in like a leather kind of bag. So therefore, it doesn't actually really prove anything. Interesting. So it seems like these like signs need to. I mean, you have like a simon muvok, like you know, like nekev b'tzad os ploni. That's like a simon muvok. That's like undeniable. But then you have something like it's in a briefcase. Like, okay, that's not that much. It seems like something like the length of a thread of it. You know, I guess. Well, maybe that's more of like a simon muvok as well. I don't know. What exactly is a simon that's like not a simon muvok? Maybe the leather thing would be just considered like a regular simon. Maybe that is the point. Maybe like the leather briefcase would maybe in general normally be considered a regular simon, and that's what we're talking about. But because they both provide the simonim, that's why it doesn't. You know. So then, who do you believe? Well, her proof isn't that strong because he always puts stuff in that briefcase, I guess. So I think actually that the daf like starts moving quicker now, but I guess it's not that small of a daf, but. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll make it on time. Or at least I'll get close. All right. Says the Mishnah. V'ad mosai chayev lehachriz. Now, like, okay, when does this guy announce it, right? Meaning, the guy finds something, and there's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, right? So, meaning, if it's Areilu Shelo, if he can keep it, he can keep it. There's nothing to do. But if he has to return it, so we say he has to make an announcement. So tell him, like, okay, when does he, what's to do with these announcements? Until when does he have to announce? Meir says, until the neighbors know about it. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about which neighbors are we talking about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda Shalosh Regalim. You have to announce it for three festivals. For three festivals. And you also have to announce it for 7 days following the third of those festivals if it has not yet been claimed. 7 days is enough time so that a person after the festival can quickly hustle home. Leveso shlosha, take 3 days to get home. Viaxo shlosha, 3 days to get back. Right, and he'll go home. He'll quickly search to see if he lost anything, and if necessary, he'll go back to Yerushalayim for 3 days. Viachriz yom echad, and he can try to find the finder. One day and try to get it back. So a week, we're saying, is enough time for him to get back to his house after the festival and, if necessary, return to Yerushalayim and find the finder and say, hey, you know, I'm the guy you're looking for. Says the Gemara, Tana, Shchene Aveda. So we're saying, right, so Reb Meir said that you have to announce it for enough time until the neighbors know about it. The neighbors of what? So we say the neighbors of the lost item. My Shchene Aveda. What does it mean, the neighbors of the lost item? Ilem Shchenim de Baal Aveda. If it means the neighbors of the loser, if he knows who the loser is, then he should just return it to the loser. Why is he why is he speaking to the neighbors of the loser? Speak to the loser himself, return it. No, rather the place. He's got to tell all the people around where he found it, like, people, I found this thing. Okay. Rabbi Yudah Omer says, Rabbi Yudah Chulei, they have to wait, like, you have to announce it for three festivals. Rabbi, we have a contradiction. Right, and then we said that after the third festival, you have to wait. We're going to get to this soon. But basically, I think the concept is thus. That you find Epis, and then at the Shalosh Regalim, when all the Yidden are in Yerushalayim, so then you announce, hey, I found Epis. That's what you announce. And then, if nobody claims it, So then, the next of the regalim, you announce it again, and maybe somebody will claim it this time. And then, if nothing, so in the third festival, you announce it. And then after the third, so now on each of the first two festivals, you were planning to come back, so you don't have to stick around for 7 days after each of the first two, because you're always coming back for the next festival. Once you have the third festival and you're announcing it on the third and final festival, then you give another 7 days to give somebody an opportunity that if they heard you announce it, they can go home and check to see if they lost something, and then come back and claim it. But with the first two festivals, you announce that something's lost. If somebody thinks, oh wait, maybe that's mine, then they can go home and check, and they can come back on the next festival. But after the third and final one, you wait for 7 days. So the question is 7 days really enough to get back home and search for this potentially lost thing? So v'raminu, we have a contradiction. B'shlosha b'mar cheshvin, on the third day of Mar Cheshvin, She'al Nesag HaShomim, that is when we start praying, Mashav Aruch, V'sein Tal U'matur L'vrocha. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, B'zayin Bo, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you only start praying for rain on the 7th of Mar Cheshvin. Tezvav Yom Acher Echog, which is 15 days after Sukkis, Kidei, She'gia Achrin, So she be Eretz Yisrael or she Yisrael linar pras, right? Because that's enough time for everybody to get to the furthest reaches of Eretz Yisrael. So on the one hand, our Mishnah is saying that it takes 3 days to get home, 3 days to get back to Yerushalayim, right? So it sounds like you can get anywhere in Eretz Yisrael from Yerushalayim in 3 days. Yet the Mishnah in Tainus is talking about 15 days. So Amar of Yosef says of Yosef lo kasha, it's no problem. Kan b'mikdash rishin. Can't be mikdash sheni, ho ho. It depends if we're talking about the first temple or the second temple. But mikdash rishon in the first temple, the nefisha yisroel tuva, that there were lots and lots and lots of yidden. Tichsiv is the pasuk. Tichsiv, the pasuk says Yehuda v'Yisrael, that Judah and Israel, rabim kuchol asher al ayom, they were so numerous like the sand on the sea. Larov, there were so many of them. So, but Inon Kule Hai. Alright. So, because there were so many people, I don't know, maybe there were traffic jams, Echvesnish, so there were more people, it took longer to get places. Alright. But Mikdasheni, Delon Efisha Yisrael Tuva, or maybe because there were so many people, maybe people had to move far out, right? There wasn't so much place in the cities, and they had to go far away, whatever, the suburbs, far out, whatever, incentives in order to go to other places, whatever it might be. But in the second temple, there weren't so many people, so it was easier, you know, I guess people lived closer to Yerushalayim, and it was easier to get there and back within 3 days. That there weren't so many Yidden during the second temple. It says kol akol, that the entire Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael ke'echod arba ribo, kol akol ke'echod arba ribo, so 40,000 apayim, 42,000 shlosh meos, 42,300 vishishim and 60, 42,360. Lo ba'in and kulei ayis, you didn't need so much time to get to your place. I guess, you know, people didn't have to spread out as much. Omele Abaye. Abaye says to Yosef, but it says by the second temple people, Vayeshva ke'anim ba'levim v'gomer, v'amishoyi rorim v'ashirayim v'chol Yisrael ba'arayim. that all the people lived in their cities, in the far out cities, in all the cities. So even in the second temple, the people were far away. And says Abaye, now this being the case, I would say punkt fakert. I would say punkt fakert. That in the first temple, because there were so many people, it was taka quicker to get where you need to go. There was more transportation, more options, more readily available. Mikdash Rishon Denefisha Yisrael Tuva. That in the first temple, there were lots of Yidden, the Matzvah's Alma, that people were joined together. Umishtakhe Shayarta, the Azli, Bain Biyamamo, Vain Belelia. There were Mamish, there was transportation 24/7. You never had to wait. Loba Inon, Kulehai. So it didn't take that long to get wherever you do. You want to go somewhere? Sure. There's a wagon that's ready to take you right now. Visagi Bitlasa Yoma, you can get anywhere you need to go in 3 days. Mikdasheni, however, in the second temple, Deloy Nefishe Yisrael Tuva, where there weren't so many Yidden, and maybe if you needed to travel someplace, maybe there wasn't a wagon going for another 2 days. Who knows? Velo mitzvah samu, you couldn't just join together with people on the fly in the same way. Velo mishtakhe shayarta, the azli bin b'imamu bin b'leilya, there aren't constantly wagons that are traveling at any hour of the day or at the night. But in kulei also takes take longer. Rava Omer says Rava loshanu loshna b'mikdash rishon v'loshna b'mikdash sheni. Rava says, look, this has nothing to do with how far you can travel. Rather, at the end of the day, lo etrichu rabbanu b'aved yosim idai. Look, I mean, the other alternative is the finder needs to stick around in Yerushalayim for another month. Right, if it takes 15, if you live out, in the boondocks, and it's going to take you 15 days to get home, 15 days to get back, the finder now needs to stay in Yerushalayim for another month. So therefore, the point is, stays for another week, and that's it. We don't bother him too much. Ravina says that we can see. Ki machriz glima machriz. We're going to see later on today that there's a machloikes. Do you announce just simply, I found something? And then the finder needs to say, well, I lost a garment and these are its signs. Or do you say, I lost a garment and then somebody can say, oh, great. Wait, what? Found. I'm sorry. Do you announce that you found something and then somebody says, well, I lost a garment and these are its signs? Or do you say, I found a garment and somebody simply comes and says, oh, great, I lost a garment, these are its signs? So, says Ravina, that this shows that you actually announced that you lost, that you found a garment, right? Because the Isakadaitich Avedosu Machris, if it enters your mind that he just announces, I found something, and he doesn't say what it is, well then, ba'inan limit felei chad yoma ayune b'mana, then you would have to give him a whole day at home to try to go over all of his possessions and see if he lost something, because the finder is being vague, right? The fact that we say that it takes him 3 days to come home, he quickly checks and then gets right back on the road for 3 days and then goes and tells the finder the next day, on the seventh day, so that means that he's going home already knowing that he's looking for a cloak. Not that he needs to go over everything in his house and see, did I lose a cloak? Maybe I lost a hammer. Maybe I lost a pot. He goes over everything. So from the fact that we're saying that, no, he's just quick. He goes home, checks, and comes back. It must mean that, right, that he's, that what's being announced is not simply that something was found, but specifically what was found, so that somebody can go home and quickly check if they lost that thing. El shmamina glima machriz shmamina. So it must be that you actually announce the item that was found. Rava Omar says Rava afilu tema avedoso machriz. Even if you say that you announce just simply that something was lost, well, if that's the case, well then shouldn't the potential loser need more time to check all of his stuff? So, but again, still, we're not going to bother the finder so much to have to, wait so long. So 7 days is enough to wait and see if anybody is going to take you up on your find. Tanu Rabbonon, the rabbis taught. Regal Rishon Omer So, okay, like I was saying before, so when you find something, so then the first of the festivals, Omer Regel Rishon, so the first festival, you say, go in once, right? You say, okay, I found something. This is one of three announcements. Regel Sheni, Omer Regel Sheni. Then comes the second festival. If nobody's claimed it yet, you announce the find another time. You say, people, go in twice. Regel Shlishi, the third time around, Omer Stam, he just says, I found something, and he doesn't say that, and this is the third and final call. Why? Lema Regel Shlishi. Why not say, this is the third regel? Well, because if you say, once already you start mentioning a number, then people get confused which number it was, right? You say three, somebody thinks you said two, and they think that they're, okay, fine, so I'll come back the next time and say it, but they don't realize that really time is out. So therefore you just say, I found something, if you want it, come and claim it now. Sheni nami, asid achlufei berishim, but then why do you even mention on the second time that it's time number two? Maybe somebody will think you said time number one. Haka asi regel shlishi. Yeah, but so what? What's the worst that'll happen? You said it's the second time. Somebody will think you said the first time. So they'll come back the next time. But you'll be there the next time anyways, because the next time will be the third time. So there's really nothing to worry about there. But the third time, you don't mention a number because maybe then you'll get confused and think you have another chance. Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis taught Barishona initially, call me Shemotza Aveda Oyo Machuz Alea Shlosh Regalim. Initially, somebody who found Epis would announce about it for three festivals. V'achar Regal Achrin Shivas Yomim, and then after the third festival for another week. Kadesh Yelich Shlosha V'achuzo Shlosha V'achuzo Miechod, so that somebody can go, has 3 days to get home, 3 days to get back, and then one day to find the finder and, start showing his signs. V'shachara Beis Amikdo She'ibonu B'mer V'yomenu. Amen. That from the time that the temple was destroyed, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. So then they enacted that these announcements should be in the synagogues, in the study halls. But once the anosim, which we're going to explain in a second, became numerous, so then they said, look, we don't need these big public proclamations anymore. You go around, you see, hey, did anybody lose this thing? The people he knows, neighbors, things like that. And that suffices. My Mishravu Anosim, who are these Anosim that because of them, we don't want these, it to be publicly known that things were found? The Amri Avidosa Limalka. It's that they say that lost objects go to the king. So like, as we're going to see in a second, that like the Persians or whatever, that the Persians, the mahalach would be anything that's lost goes to the king. And therefore, if you start making a big public announcements that you found something, they're going to say, well, it goes to the king. That's annoying. So what about the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda? So in order to do a Shavas Aveda, we have to kind of keep things a little bit quieter. Reb Ami Ashkach Udya de Dinrei, Reb Ami found a bunch of gold dinars. I believe that's what it's saying. Reb Ami found a vessel of gold dinar coins. All right. Chazeu Barnash de Kamarasis. Now there was a person there who saw that Reb Ami was nervous. He was a Roman. Right, a certain Roman saw that Reb Ami was nervous. So Amalei Zil Shkol and Avshech. The Roman says, "Look, take it for yourself. I don't care. Tzav Parsayon, and we're not Persians." Dami Aved saw the Malka that the Persians. Ah, wow! It's Mamish Tainis Esther. This is the Purim story in Persia. So the Persians, they would say that everything goes to the king, as we see. Right? He took whatever he wanted, even the women in Persia, he took whatever he wanted. So the Persians, anything went to the king. So says the Roman, I'm not Persian, I don't do that. Tanur Rabbanu Rabbi Stad Evin Toyin also be Yerushalayim. There was a stone in Jerusalem. Kol Misha Avdala Aveda, and anybody who lost that is Nifna Lasham would go there. And V'chol Misha Motze Aveda, and anybody, wait, what? What did I just say? Yes, what? Kol Misha Avdala Aveda, anybody who lost that is Nifna Lasham would go there. V'chol Misha Motze Aveda, and anybody who found that is Nifna Lasham would go there. And it would be like a big Shidduch market. You would have all the finders and all the losers, they would all go there and they would start making Shidduchim. The Omer Umachriz, the people going up and announcing, the Omer Venosin Simon, and people say providing signs, identifiers, identifications, Venotla, and they would take it. This was by Chonia Maigel, that when he prayed for rain, so they went to see if the rain had already exceeded this stone that the people would get up on and say, I found Epis. And then the people would come and there was that special stone. Very, very interesting. Says the Mishnah, Omar, what? Yes. Omar Savedevlo, Omar Si Monel. So if the loser comes to try and get back what he claims to be his lost object, and he says, I lost the phone. Lo Omar Si Monel, but he didn't give any more signs than that. Lo Yite Lo, so you don't give it to him. Baramoi, when it comes to a trickster, Afapisha Omar Simonea, even if he gives signs, Lo Yitein Lo, we don't give it to him. Shenemar's Baz says, Adrosha Chicho, so until your fellow comes for it, Ad Shetidrosha Sachicho, Im Ramoyu, Im Eino Ramoy, till you do a shtickle research on your brother to see if he is a trickster or not. And the Gemara is going to discuss this. Idmar, says the Gemara, is machlegis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Idmar, Rav Yehuda, Omar, says Rav Yehuda, Aveidoso Machris. Oh, so as we mentioned a few minutes ago, this machlokes. So Rav Yehuda says that you just say, I found something. You don't say that you found the phone. You say you found something. Rav Nachman Omar Glima Machris. Okay, a garment. Forget about the phone. I don't like the phone thing. The garment. So Rav Nachman says, no, you say that you actually found the garment. So Rav Yehuda says, I found something. Rav Nachman says, no, what he says is, I found the garment. Rav Yehuda Omar Avedoso Machris. Rav Yehuda says that you, right, that you say that you just found something. And the Omar Glima Machris, because if you say that you found a garment, Chashin and Liramoy, we're concerned about a trickster. That maybe there's some trickster who overheard somebody saying, oh, I lost my garment. Oy vavoy, what do I do? And maybe he finds about a simon or something. And this trickster, apparently, if he hears somebody announce that a garment was found, he's going to, pop up and he's going to say, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's my garment and here are the signs. But Rav Nachman Omar Glima Machris, Rav Nachman says, no, you can announce about the garment itself, because L'Ramai Lo Chashinu Demkein Ein L'Dover Sof. We're not concerned about the Ramai, because otherwise there's no end. Kilu, if you can, Rav Yehuda, for his thing, he says that you just say that something, I found something. Why? Well, because we're scared. Maybe if we say the garment, so then maybe there's a story, maybe he heard somebody, he said the garment and he has the signs, and if he just hears that there was something was lost, so he won't necessarily perk up to go say something, but if he hears specifically that it was a garment, so then maybe he'll perk up and this, that, but he wouldn't do it if you just say the Aveda. It's not super concrete, it's a little bit abstract, a little bit theoretical. So Nachman says, look, let the guy announce exactly what he found, and then the person can come and give a sign and claim it, and we're not going to, be too scared that maybe we're giving away too much. Maybe yes, maybe no, but just be straightforward. Say, this is what we found. If it's yours, come and prove it. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Omar es, ha'avedevlo Omar es Simonel. So if he just said the thing that he was found, if he just says the thing that he lost, right, that was found, but he didn't give any signs, how is that lo yitein lo, so you don't give it to him. Now, look, yomad b'shloma avedosa machris, I understand if you're announcing simply that, right, the finder says, I found something, but he doesn't say what he found, okay, I get it. Okamashma, what it's saying is that it's not enough to just say that you lost a garment. I forgot the Omer Glima, even though he says, I lost a garment, kilo Omer Simon, and if he can't give identifiers about the garment, Lo majuna, we don't return it to him. Eliyu amad glima machris. But if we're saying that what the finder announces is I found a garment, I mean, that's ridiculous. Amar iu glima, v'amar iu glima, tzricha lemeimar. I don't understand. The finder says, I found a garment. The loser, the theoretical loser says, well, perfect, I lost the garment. Kilo amar simanin, lo majuna, do I need to even say? It goes without saying that when you can't give any identifiers about it, other than the finder says, I found the garment, the loser says, oh, that's perfect, I lost the garment. Can you tell me more about it? No. Obviously, we won't give it to him. And Rav Safra says, Rav Safra, the olam glima machris, look, in fact, we do announce, the finder does announce that a garment was found. Amar iu glima, the amar iu simonin. So what's happening, in fact, is that the finder says, I found a garment. The loser says, I lost a garment, and here are the signs. Umay lo amar simonin. What does it mean that he didn't give signs? Lo amar simonin muvhakin dida. Interesting. He does it. He can't give any simon muvhak. That's not very interesting. That's actually really interesting. It didn't hit me like it's hitting me now. Interesting. So the Mishnah is saying, that's very interesting. But the Mishnah is saying what? So it sounds to me like what we're saying, according to this Mishnah, is that you need to provide a simon muvhak. It's not right. So it's not enough to just give a basic sign. It would have to be a siman muvak, according to this Mishnah. Right. Interesting. Okay. Fine. V'aramoy afapisha omar es simoneo. So now, a trickster, even though he gives signs, you cannot give it to him. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a brai. So the rabbis taught, Parishona kol misha of the lo aveda. Initially, anybody who lost that piece, you know, Saint Simonin vinotla. He would just give Simonim, and then he would be able to take it. Misha rabu aramoin. But once there were lots of tricksters around, hiskinu sheyu omrim lo sevahave edim delav ramoyat. Interesting. Vital. So initially, you would just provide a simon, and that was enough. But then people got very tricky. And then what would happen is, it wasn't enough just to provide a sign. You would also have to find two witnesses who could vouch for you that you are an honest person. Kiha, davod rapapa, like the father of rapapa, irkis lechamro ve'ashkechua, he had lost the donkey and it was found. Also, the kamer de rabba by Rafuni came for rabba by Rafuna omar le. And now Rabbi Funa says to him, Zil, I see side, go and bring witnesses to Lav Ramayat, Vitol, that you are an honest person, that you are not a trickster, and then you can take your donkey back. Also, I see side, so he came, and he brought witnesses, Amarlu, and Rabbi Funa says to them, Yad Isun Bey, Diramayu, do you know about Avu, right, Papa's father, that, do you know that he is a trickster? Amrule in, they said, yes. Amarlu, Ona Rabba, Ona. Papa's father says, what? I'm a trickster? Oh, we thought you were saying that you are not a ramoy. So, Omer, Rabbi Bar, Rav Huna says, Rabbi Rav Huna, okay, Beseder, Mistava lo maisi inish chavos lenafshe. Okay, we can trust that, yeah, they meant to say that he's not a ramoy, because why would Rav Papa bring witnesses to testify against him? The whole point was to testify that he's a good guy. So, yeah, they're probably saying that he's a good guy. Wow. Chavir, we did a lot today. Wow, I didn't think it was going to be such a big daf, and turned out to be not a small daf. I don't know how long it is, but anyways. We talked about interesting stuff, right? First we said, if you say that it's derabonon, simonim are derabonon, well, how can we return it? Ultimately, we ended up saying we're going to assume that that it's taka deraisa. Talked about announcing it, and how long do you have to announce for it? Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir said you just have to tell the neighbors. Rav Yehuda said that you have to announce it on the Shalosh Regal, and then we talked about how at a certain point it became, you couldn't really announce lost things because then it would have to go to the king. So you just kind of tell people who you know, and then that seems to be enough. And then we got to the machlokas about what exactly do you announce. Rav Yehuda says that you announce just simply that you found something. Rav Nachman says that you announce a garment, right? You announce what you found, and then people give signs about it. Okay, then we said that ultimately giving signs wasn't enough, and they had to actually prove that they're honest people with witnesses. Friends, that was Daf, I can't remember, Chof Ches, I think, of Mesechta, from Mesechta, Pinchot, Pisa.